Current State on 90.5 WKAR. We've got another Current State pop-up stories event coming up tomorrow evening where volunteer storytellers share their true first-person stories on a given theme. Now, to get us in the storytelling mood for tomorrow evening, we're going to listen to a story from our last event just a month ago at the Robin Theater in Rio Town, where the theme was the birds and the bees. Storyteller Sarah Kwilinski told this story about the experience of explaining the birds and bees to her three-year-old.
When our oldest son was about 3 1/2, we learned we were going to have another baby. And so we would have to tell him another baby is coming to the house. And being the modern mother that I am, I, of course, immediately went online, researched all the mommy blogs, how do you tell your three-year-old about the birds and the bees? And found some reassuring advice. They said, first of all, just say it simply, and then let the child ask questions. And as the child leads the conversation, age-appropriate language, and honestly, it's a three-year-old. How long is their attention span? This will be a short conversation. Well, that was great advice. I could do that. So, it's midsummer. I'm about 6 months pregnant, laying on the couch one day, shorts, tank top, and my son's playing there on the floor, and I said to him, hey, honey, guess what? Mama's gonna have a baby. Well, his eyes got really bright. Because the thing that I didn't think about is the fact that our son was not your average 3 1/2-year-old. He liked information. He liked really technical, deeply precise information. He started asking questions. He asked so many questions, I think we covered the entire human sexuality and reproductive curriculum for the public schools. At 3, I think I could have opted him out for all the other sex ed class. He's already got it. He's done. But I kept plugging away because, after all, I am the mom who says if my kid has a question, I and the internet will find an answer for you. So it's been at least a half an hour. And the other thing you should know about my son is that even at 3 1/2, he already knew what he wanted to be when he grew up. Most other kids in preschool wanted to be a fireman or a teacher. He, at 3 1/2, said, I would like to grow up to be an illustrator of mathematical textbooks. Fast forward 10 years, he actually has won awards in art and math, so he really did know he was on that path. But going back to that time, he asks many, many questions, and there I am lying on the couch, and he kind of has wrapped up his question time. And he steps back, and he looks at me, starts at my feet, gazes up to my head, back to the belly, pauses, up to the head, back to the belly, down. He's really looking at me. And I could tell the artistic side of his mind was really spinning. And he's thinking and thinking, and all of a sudden he gets this look of discovery, and he's so happy, and he says, Mama, I see it! What do you see? And he points to my belly, and he says, there's the baby's head. I'm like, sure, yeah, honey, that's probably the head. Then he moves upward. He has noticed that mama's upper half looks a little different than non-pregnant mama's upper half used to look. And he says, and look, I even see the feet with the big toes sticking up. You can probably imagine the technical illustration that my very artistic son drew in the finger paints at preschool the next day.
Our next pop-up stories event is tomorrow night at Allen Marketplace in Lansing. The theme is Putting Down Roots, 5:30 to 7 p.m. We've got a full lineup of storytellers for this event, but we hope to see you there in the audience for a night of great first-person storytelling. For more information, check out our Facebook page, Pop-Up Stories Lansing.